This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. How menopause is a consideration during open enrollment. If you're lucky enough to work for a firm with benefits, it is that season after Halloween, open enrollment, where you get to pick your plans. Today, a focus on an offering at some companies, help for employees going through menopause. A recent survey from the benefits consultant NFP found that just 4% of employers that offer sick leave also offer additional support for workers going through menopause. The survey does find many employers open to the idea, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
Women between the ages of 45 and 64 make up nearly a fifth of the American workforce. These prime working years often coincide with menopause, which comes with symptoms that can last over a decade. One of the most common are hot flashes.
It can be so intense. We call it severe if it stops you in your tracks.
Stephanie Fabian directs the Mayo Clinic Center for Women's Health. Other symptoms include moodiness, trouble sleeping, joint pain. And Fabian says this can affect how women perform in all kinds of jobs.
If you're having a hot flash during a board meeting and you're having brain fog and you didn't sleep well last night, all of that can be a problem.
Now more employers want to help with that problem by providing menopause-specific benefits, such as flexible time off, counseling, and hormone therapy. Maria Trapanasso, author of that new study from NFP, says there's a huge payoff for employers that do this.
These are your most seasoned workers. They are the employees that have wisdom. They're usually mentoring other employees. They run departments.
And by supporting these seasoned workers, she says, employers don't have to replace them. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.